Imagine sitting at a dinner table, understanding complex physics despite having no background in the subject. This was Gary Zukav's experience at the Esalen Institute in 1976, a moment that sparked the creation of the Dancing Wuli Masters. What makes this book revolutionary isn't just its accessibility, but its central insight. Modern physics has inadvertently rediscovered ancient Eastern wisdom about reality and consciousness. The comfortable, mechanical universe of Newton, where everything operates like clockwork, has given way to something far stranger. In quantum physics, particles behave like waves and vice versa, observation affects reality, and the universe seems fundamentally interconnected in ways that defy our everyday experience. Physics has wandered into territory previously claimed by mystics and philosophers, suggesting that complete understanding of reality might lie beyond rational thought, something even Einstein couldn't accept. What if the most advanced scientific discoveries are actually confirming what Eastern spiritual traditions have taught for millennia? Light exhibits both particle and wave behaviors, depending on observation, the central mystery of quantum mechanics. Thomas Young demonstrated light's wave nature in 1803, while Einstein later proved its existence as photons. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle shows we cannot simultaneously know a particle's position and momentum with precision. Measuring one diminishes knowledge of the other. Quantum mechanics challenges objectivity itself. We cannot remove ourselves from the equation. We are nature studying itself. In the double slit experiment, light creates an interference pattern characteristic of waves, but when we detect which slit photons pass through, the pattern vanishes. Our observation transforms photons from wave-like to particle-like behavior. When we observe a quantum system, its wave function collapses from multiple simultaneous states to one possibility. This quantum jump appears governed only by statistical laws. Einstein objected that God does not play dice, yet evidence suggests an irreducible element of randomness in the universe. Perhaps reality isn't simply waiting to be discovered, but emerges through our participation. Einstein's theories of relativity transformed our understanding of the cosmos, while quantum mechanics explored the very small. His special theory showed that objects can have different lengths, masses, and time rates depending on relative motion, while light speed remains constant at 186,000 miles per second from any observation point. Moving objects contract in their direction of motion, and moving clocks run slower, effects that intensify with velocity. The twin paradox illustrates how an astronaut traveling at near light speed would age more slowly than their Earth-bound twin. These aren't mere theories, but experimentally verified facts. Muons from the upper atmosphere reach Earth despite their brief lifespans because time dilation expends their existence sevenfold from our perspective. General relativity revealed that gravity isn't a force, but a curvature of space-time caused by mass. Earth orbits the Sun by following the easiest path through curved space-time. Perhaps what we experience as time's flow is simply our consciousness moving through an existing four-dimensional fabric. When particles collide at nearly light speed, they don't break apart like shattered glass. They transform. Collision energy manifests as entirely new particles, often more massive than the originals. This would be like smashing two clocks together and producing additional clocks rather than scattered parts. This process demonstrates Einstein's EMC squared, revealing the fundamental equivalence between energy and mass. Each particle has a corresponding antiparticle, its mirror image with identical mass but opposite charge. When they meet, they annihilate, converting their mass entirely into energy. This process works both ways. Given sufficient energy, particle-antiparticle pairs can emerge from the quantum vacuum, always in balanced pairs. Richard Feynman revolutionized our understanding with his diagrammatic approach. He showed that a positron moving forward in time is mathematically identical to an electron moving backward, suggesting antiparticles might be regular particles traveling backward through time. This presents a four-dimensional reality where time and space form a unified whole. Our perception of sequential events may be how consciousness experiences this eternal tapestry, one slice at a time. Classical and quantum logic differ fundamentally in how they handle possibilities. Classical logic follows distributivity. A and B or C equals A and B or A and C. Quantum logic violates this principle, as demonstrated in laboratory experiments. With polarizing filters, a horizontal and vertical pair blocks all light. Adding a diagonal filter before or after changes nothing. Yet remarkably, when placed between them, light passes through all three. This result reveals that diagonally polarized light isn't merely a mixture of horizontal and vertical components, but exists as a coherent superposition that defies classical either-or categorization. While our symbolic thought processes confine us to binary categories, quantum reality embraces multiple possibilities simultaneously. As physicist David Finkelstein explained, there are no waves running around. There are no particles running around either. What's running around are quanta, the third alternative. Our tendency to conceptualize reality in binary terms reflects limitations in our thinking, not limitations in reality itself. What other false dichotomies might we be imposing on a more complex reality? In 1964, John Bell formulated a theorem challenging Einstein's belief that quantum mechanics was incomplete and missing hidden variables. Bell created a mathematical test that any local, realistic theory must satisfy. Experiments consistently confirmed quantum mechanics and refuted Einstein. Bell's theorem proved reality is fundamentally non-local. What happens in one place connects instantaneously elsewhere, regardless of distance. Two particles that have interacted remain mysteriously connected even when separated by vast distances, what Einstein called spooky action at a distance. When measuring one particle of an entangled pair, its partner instantly adopts complementary properties, even if light years away. This connection happens faster than light could travel between them. Quantum entanglement has been repeatedly confirmed experimentally, including between Earth and satellites. Bell's theorem reveals the universe is fundamentally interconnected at the quantum level, defying classical understanding. It suggests space itself may be emergent, with a deeper reality where separation is meaningless. Perhaps everything exists as one all-encompassing organic pattern. Wu Li, the Chinese word for physics, also translates as patterns of organic energy, enlightenment, or my way, revealing profound parallels between quantum physics and Eastern philosophical traditions. Buddhism and Taoism have long recognized reality as fundamentally interconnected, with separate things as illusions and consciousness as central to reality. The Heart Sutra's teaching that form is emptiness, emptiness is form, mirrors quantum field theory, where particles emerge from and dissolve into the quantum vacuum. Bohm's implicate order concept echoes the Taoist Tao and Buddhist Sunyata, suggesting separate elements are manifestations of a unified reality. Physics now delivers a surprising message. The key to understanding the universe is you. We're not passive observers, but active participants in reality's unfolding. The field has shifted from mechanical certainty to extreme openness, from separate things to interconnected processes. Physics now parallels the spiritual path, yielding insights beyond rationality. We may be witnessing a new intellectual endeavor bridging Eastern wisdom with Western science. In this cosmic dance, we aren't just spectators. We are the dance itself.